USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia.
Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that, and he thinks it was a very good day. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Much like his lawyer Rudy Giuliani tried to explain on Sunday talk shows, President Trump says in an interview with Reuters he's wary that if he's interviewed under oath by the special counsel's team in the Russia investigation, his words will be compared with testimony from others, and any differences would be used to bring perjury charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
A Colorado man now formally charged for the murders of his pregnant wife and their 2 young daughters.
3 counts of murder in the first degree after deliberation. 1 count naming Shanann Watts. 1 count naming Bella. 1 count naming Celeste.
That's Weld County District Attorney Michael Rourke, who says Chris Watts also faces charges of unlawful termination of a pregnancy and tampering with a body. Watts claims he did kill Shanann Watts, but says he only did so after she killed the 2 little girls. Voters heading to the polls for primaries in Alaska and Wyoming today. In Alaska, there are races for the GOP nomination for governor and a Democratic contest for a U.S. House seat. In Wyoming, the GOP governor's nomination is up for grabs, along with a Republican U.S. Senate nomination. First Lady Melania Trump will be heading to Africa this fall for her first big solo trip. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Walmart and health insurance giant Anthem are partnering to provide seniors with more access to over-the-counter drugs. They say starting in January, seniors enrolled in Anthem's Medicare Advantage plans will be able to use their insurance to pay for some over-the-counter meds at Walmart, and they'll be able to use it for things like pain relievers and first aid supplies. The partnership aiming to help some people with their medical expenses while drawing more shoppers to Walmart. Seniors will be able to use their Anthem benefits for items online as well as in stores. First Lady Melania Trump was shining a spotlight on cyberbullying yesterday. She was promoting her Be Best campaign during a cyberbullying summit held in Rockville, Maryland.
We still need to do all we can to provide them with information and tools for successful and safe online habits.
Mrs. Trump warning social media can be destructive and harmful when it's used incorrectly, and she stressed the importance of promoting safe and responsible use of the Internet overall. And California now has a new official state sport. A measure signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown officially makes surfing the state sport. A group of lawmakers who say they love to hang 10 themselves pushed that measure to passage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.